Budget cuts often fall hardest on those who are least able to fend for themselves. In California, that appears to be the case once again, where thousands of children, youth, and adults with disabilities are bracing for further losses of service, following cuts of more than 4% to many key programs last year. Governor Brown's initial draft budget in January proposed another round of cuts totaling $750 million. Subsequent negotiations have whittled that down to $174 million, but it's still going to mean hurtful losses to many disabled individuals. Cami Weaver is executive director of Becoming Independent, a primary provider of services to developmentally disabled adults in Sonoma County. She details what some of those reductions will be.
Asking parents to pay a fee for their loved ones to participate in programs, that is currently not something that is being asked of parents. Another example is to fund half-day programs for people in the day programs. Right now, folks participate in full days, which would be a definite change in the choices and options for people with disabilities, changes in transportation. There's a lot that directly affects people with disabilities when you look behind a figure like $174 million.
These cuts are just one piece of a much bigger picture that also includes reductions in spending for special education, Medi-Cal, and perhaps most directly, an embattled program called In-Home Support Services. Weaver says that program has become a target because it is so widely used.
I think the reason they're looking closely at that is because just the large number of people who need support, and that's only going to increase. It's for senior citizens. It's for anybody with any sort of disabling condition. It's not just the developmentally disabled population. So very key component for our community to have care in their home. And that is definitely less costly than care in facilities.
Sometimes overlooked is the fact that making these budget cuts also means reduced employment for thousands of Californians. Weaver notes the same is true for agencies such as hers, where the budget overwhelmingly goes to personnel costs.
In the case of Becoming Independent, we were planning for possibly a $2.5 million cut because when they were saying $750 million revenue losses to our programs, that meant to Becoming Independent about a 20% loss to just one local agency.
Like most Californians who are directly affected by the state's ongoing budget uncertainty, the clients and families served by Becoming Independent are anxiously awaiting to see how the final budget will impact them.
It's no doubt weighing on the people we serve. Every single dollar that is earned in the employment program by our folks is stewarded so carefully each month for them to make it, to be out there in the community, and learning that they really can't continue to go to their dentist, that they might not have their in-home support worker come as often as they were used to, that Becoming Independent might not be able to offer a full day and might have to offer half days. These are just additional stresses that are very serious. So yeah, our folks know what's going down and are very worried about it. And their parents are too.
Increased revenues, such as extending the current sales tax rate as advocated by the governor, may not change the cuts already in place, but they could keep matters from getting even worse. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.